Hey, family, family, welcome to the Daughter Podcast, a place that is dedicated to the total wellness of the total woman. My name is Samantha Grimes. I am a certified Christian counselor, life and business coach, and the CEO of Daughter LLC, a private practice, ministry, and movement that offers a wide variety of coaching and counseling services. If you are interested in a free consultation to answer any questions or to get a quote, or you want to go ahead and book a one-on-one session, a group service, anything we have to offer, please feel free to email samantha.grimescc@gmail.com or message us on Instagram, Facebook, or TikTok. All right, family. I have some goodies. I actually have a really good new goodie for you, too. But I'm going to hold off on those until the end of this episode so that we can go ahead and get right on into what we came to talk about today. So without further ado, I'm going to open us up in prayer and we're going to get right into this podcast episode. Father, we love you. We honor you. We bless the name of the Lord, for you are worthy and you are worthy to be praised. You are faithful. You are mighty. You are powerful. You are big. You are strong. You are good. You are marvelous, Father. And right now, Father, we thank you for the privilege and the honor, Father God, to be sons and to be daughters. We thank you, Father, for the gift of access, that at any time we can cry out, Abba, Father, and we will be found by you. Father, I pray right now in the mighty name of Jesus, Father God, for your spirit to lead the charge in this podcast episode. Help us to go wherever you want to go and land wherever you want us to land. I pray now for your supernatural anointing and grace to rest upon me. Let every word that comes out of my mouth be your words and not my own. And I pray, God, over my notes, Father, I surrender them to you. God, lead me in my notes, Father God. Lead me away from my notes if I need to, Father God. Let it be, Father God, your vision, your heart, the Father speaking through this episode. I pray now, Father, let every woman listening now, Father God, Father, be supernaturally impacted, forever changed, forever empowered, and drawn back to you, Father. Let this advance the kingdom of God and let your kids come back into the reality of how deeply they are loved. So, Father, we love you, we honor you, and we thank you for this now. It is so. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen, amen. All right, so, guys, I'm going to keep it real with you. I had a completely different podcast episode prepared for this week. And this morning, the day I'm recording, the Holy Spirit completely changed what I came to talk about. So I am very excited to see what the Holy Spirit has to say about this. But the topic for this episode, first off, if you're just now listening for the first time, our season theme is adulting. Okay, so that's the theme that we're in. But the topic for this episode is called Finally Safe. So here's the thing. This season is meant to go heavy into the issues that we have that cause us to not enjoy and embrace our adulthood, that cause us to not enjoy and embrace our maturity, that cause us to not enjoy and embrace the things that we need to enjoy and embrace and really grow and develop and mature. And as much as that is the truth, I feel like I cannot say that without saying this. There is no point in your life that you will ever outgrow the need and the desire to feel safe and to feel loved. Okay? You'll never not need that. If anything, it's almost like the awareness of that begins to wake up the older that you get. Yes, you need it as children, but a lot of times so many things fell on your parents or so many things fell on whatever adult that was around that even if you didn't feel safe, you at least knew that there were certain responsibilities, certain things that did not fall on you. But now that you are what the Bible says, put away old. The Bible says, when I was a child, I thought as a child, I spoke as a child. When I became a man, I put away childish things. So when you begin to put away your childish things and step into your identity of manhood and womanhood, oftentimes what you ran into were Maybe feelings that were already there, laying dormant, now rising to the surface and roaring like a lion, right? The areas that you weren't secure, the areas that you weren't sure, begin to really shine a light in your life like never before, you know? And so many people don't like adulthood because responsibility feels scary. Maturity feels scary. What if I get it wrong? What if I fail? What if I hurt the people that I love? What if I mean, you fill in the blank. You know what your fears are, to the point where some people will never reach for any real success in their life because they just want a really safe life. They just want to make sure that the bills are paid. They just want to make sure that, you know, they have a bed to sleep in at night. They just want to make sure that everything, I don't want a lot, you know, but really it's just, you never want to be in a position where you won't feel safe again. Let me explain this to you. You are a created being. So what that means is, as a created being, okay, there are limitations to your design because you are created, right? A person could build a robot, but they're going to reach a capacity at some point because a human built the robot. God created you. I want to kill off this line that there are other people who just have it together and you don't. There are other people who are just smarter and you're not. There are other people who, you know, are wiser and you just are not. Other people who were born and hit the lottery, hit the jackpot, right? And you're just not. That's not the case. Usually the issue between somebody who's handling things well and versus somebody who doesn't handle things well, there's either the person that's pretending and they're doing a really good job, or there's the person who has their security intact. So much and so, it allows them to be what they were created to be. And then there are those who don't have their security intact. And so it shows in their life. Because you are a created being, God wired you for the need of safety. Just like a car needs gas. It needs it. It was wired that way. So your car is not just, you know, acting up on you, or it's not a good car. I'm not a good car. No, it's wired to need gas. It will never get to the point where it doesn't need gas. You need gas. You need to feel safe and you need to feel loved. That's a place that you need to constantly visit. That's a place you need to constantly remain. That is a place that you have to steward. That is a place that needs gas. It needs air. It needs sunlight. It needs water. It needs attention. And usually when a car doesn't have gas, it starts to act funny. It starts to shake a little bit when it drives. It starts to, I remember one time my car ran out of gas years ago, and the car literally just started. It's not an old car. It's like a newer car. It's like, because I was coming to the point where, okay, there's no more. This car needs gas. Okay. Some of you with love, you know, maybe you malfunction in your life when you get to a particular point, you know, maybe when things are a little bit too intimidating, a little bit too much, you fall apart, right? There are certain things you don't want to venture into. Not because you're not called to it, not because you don't like it, but you don't know how you're going to maintain your sense of safety, your sense of security, your sense of love if you go that far, if you go on that level, if you reach to that point. So many of you, again, you just don't like life. You can't wait to get to the end of the day and get under a blanket and hide and not do anything anymore. And I just want to be the one to tell you, as much as I love at the end of the day to get under a blanket and get comfortable, if I never enjoy my life, if it's never, I'm not living. I'm surviving. I'm going through the motions until I die. I know that sounds dramatic and a little bit morbid, but that's the truth. That's the truth. So I want to start by saying you can't outgrow your need for safety. And you can't grow out your need for love. And I want to be the one to tell you that you are finally safe. So here's the thing. I could have always been safe, but there is the reaction that happens when I come into the awareness of it. And then there's a different response that happens when I finally believe it. It's like a kid who's been adopted from an orphanage, or a kid's been adopted from a foster care system, and they get parents. God knows that these are good parents. God knows that this is going to be the home that you're going to grow up in. They're going to help you. They're going to pour into you, and you are going to thrive. But initially, it's hard to believe. You've gone through so many different parents who don't show up for you. You've gone through so many different things in your life where they have not been faithful. And so there is an adjustment period that you have to go through where you actually let yourself believe that this is not only real, but this isn't going to go away from you because it's so good. And for many of you, you may feel like, yeah, I've never been in foster care or orphanage or anything like that, but I can relate to those feelings, even though I had good parents. Maybe you had a good home. Maybe things weren't perfect, but it was straight. It was fine. At the end of the day, when you are in the real world, the world sends the message that everything falls on your shoulders. You are responsible. Get it right and everything is great. Get it wrong and your life falls apart. That's the messaging of the world, but that's not the messaging of Christ. And that's not messaging of the kingdom. Right? And so I want to start off by reading these scriptures. It's Matthew 10, chapter 10, verses 29 through 31. And it reads, "Are not two sparrows sold for a penny? Yet not one of them will fall to the ground outside of your Father's care. And even the very hairs on your head are all numbered. So don't be afraid. You are worth more than many sparrows." The Bible says in Psalms 121, "The Lord will keep you from all harm. He will watch over your life. The Lord will watch over your coming and going, both now and forevermore." Psalm 91. Many of us know Psalm 91 all too well. "Whoever dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty." I want you to just hear that. Here's the thing. The question I have to ask you, and really is my first point, is where is your safety found? See, for many of you, and not just many of you, but many people in the world, their safety is attached to something that is so shakable. It is so shakable, okay? Your safety or your confidence, your ability to feel like you could take on the world is attached to what I call a three-legged table. If I put something, the most expensive thing you own on that table, but it's a shaky three-legged table, at some point you're going to watch the very thing that you love the most stumble, fall, crawl to the ground, just fall apart. You're going to watch it right before your eyes because it is not stable. It's not worth putting everything you have on it. But many people who do not know Christ, that is what they do. They will put everything on that table. And many of believers who have Christ are not actually leaning on him, but you are putting your safety on so many things. The Bible says, "Lean not upon your own understanding." So many are putting all of your safety net on what logically makes sense to you. So many of you putting all that you own on the unsturdy table of your feelings. So many of you are putting all that you have on the unsturdy table of the promises of your pastors and your leaders. As well-intentioned as they are not God. Some people, you know, you're putting everything you own on that man, on that woman. You know how many, you know, married women? You know how many married women, finally get married and they believe that this man is going to solve all of their problems. And this man's going to come into their life and he's going to give them a sense of completeness and safeness, especially if he's a man of God. Oh my God, everything's going to be perfect. And then when you find out how imperfect that man is, you feel devastated. You feel like, oh my God, I must have missed the Lord, because no, he's a resource in your life, but he's not the source. He's never meant to replace God. At some point, there's going to be something he does by accident that doesn't make you feel very safe, or maybe doesn't make you feel very loved, because he is a person who needs the same thing that you do. And it's going to go back to, where is my safety found? Where is my safety found? Your ability to not only enjoy adulthood, not only enjoy and be confident in it, but to look forward to the future is rooted in what is your security tied to? What is your security tied to? It cannot be tied to that man. It cannot be tied to those things because they're going to let you down. And sometimes because they're tied to things that are religious, but not God, when those things let you down, you find yourself thinking that God let you down, but he didn't. He didn't let you down. The Lord will keep you from any harm. He will watch over your life. The Lord will watch over your coming and your going, both now and forevermore. God wants that type of information to not just get from your head, not just be in your head, but get from your head to your heart, and from your heart to your life, your hands. When people are utterly convinced of the right truth and their confidence is placed in the right things, it changes how they show up in the world. It changes what they do and what they won't do. It changes how they face threats. The Bible talks about David, and the Bible talks about when Goliath was, you understand, Goliath wasn't just big. Goliath was using witchcraft. Goliath was using curses, things that were supposed to immediately intimidate these people. You know what I'm saying? And David's private moments of seeing God show up for him when there was nobody to say, look at this moment, when there was nobody to applause, you know, God helped him defeat a lion and a bear. Most people try to fight a lion and a bear with their bare hands, and the lion and the bear is going to kill you. The Bible talks about David was a good looking young boy, but he was still a young boy, and he was not a big guy. He wasn't a sumo wrestler. You know what I'm saying? He was a small guy who loved the Lord and was out there singing worship songs while he's watching the sheep. Not knowing the gravity of the life that he was going to live one day. And in those moments when it got scary and he let God be his safety and to fight with him and for him, it gave him a boldness and a confidence that now you saw, how can he show up before Goliath like this? Because Christ was his safety. Christ was his security. Christ was his hope. Christ was his everything. And I cannot press this forward. You cannot do this life the way you've been doing it. You cannot do life without him. And I don't mean you have religious duty. You go to church every Sunday and you serve at your church and you go to Bible study and you do all the things that make you morally a Christian. And it looks good on the outside and it looks good on paper. But what I need you to understand is there is a life that you got to live where you actually put everything you own, all your chips in his basket for real. And watch him not only show up for you, watch him show off for you. The root of this, I truly believe, is, man, you don't know how much he loves you. Like, it's still a really nice idea, you know? You know, Christianity has become a bit of a clique, a bit of a sorority even. You know, it's an aesthetic. You know, I'm a Christian woman, you know, and so I do this and I do that. But then when the rubber meets the road, you doubt God on every side. And this is not to judge you because we've all been there. But God wants you to get to the point where you can look a threat in the face. And you can worship the Lord. You can take the thing like this scary thing has happened to you so many times. But this time, you're going to face it. This time you're going to believe. This time you're going to trust that it won't be like the last time. This person won't be like the last person. This thing won't be the last thing. Yeah, that changes you. It's not just a nice idea. It changes who you are. And that's how we get the people who do adulthood well. That's how we get the people that aren't scared of their bills. That's how we get the people that are willing to climb the ladder. I think about my career, y'all. Like, y'all, I'm an entrepreneur. All the entrepreneurs out there, my God, this is not an easy job. You understand? Yeah, when I graduated from college, I wanted a nice, cushy job that gave me a whole lot of financial security, and I didn't have to think about anything. And when I got off the clock after 5 o'clock, I'm done and I don't have to think about it. But the Lord wanted to give me a career, and he wanted to give me purpose and passion, and he wanted me to give something, give me something that I would build from the ground up with him that was not even common. And guess what? Because it's his idea and I'm in him, I'm more safe now in this business, you know, entrepreneurship that many people believe is just so risky than working a job that I'm not called to, because it makes me feel safe. In order for God to be your safety, you have to lay down all the other things that you have that have made you feel like you're safe. Because here's the truth, they've never kept you safe. They just make you feel like you are. And the problem with that is that when they let you down, it's going to be devastating. I don't want you to feel that. I don't want you to experience that. Let the Lord help you to begin to let go. Let the Lord teach you. Let the Lord pour into you. Let the Lord take care of his baby. It's time for you to actually not just know in the back of your head, yeah, God loves me. No, it's time for you to become utterly convinced that it changes the way that you do life altogether. David knew that the God that loved him saved him from a lion and from a bear. Who is a man? The Bible literally says, what can man do to me? He's looking at Goliath. What can man do to me? Yes, he is a giant. Yes, scientifically, he could squash me. Yes, he's using witchcraft, and witchcraft is supposed to be scary, you know? And what can man do to me? He had 5 smooth stones, but he only needed one, because God, you want to talk about what the stone was? It was Christ. It was God. A boy that believed like that, why wouldn't he show? He not only showed up for David, he showed off for David. You guys, trust produces hope, and hope will produce confidence. There is something about people who are hopeful. And as believers, y'all understand, as believers, there is a different way that we show up in the world. We are ambassadors for Christ. We're not holding on to an aesthetic and an idea, because if all those things pass away, Christ, the real love, the real commitment, the real relationship that we have in our heart, that won't pass away. It won't. And so, as believers, we are called to show up differently in the world. A man who is just, or a woman who is just, you know, living her life the best way she knows how, and then a woman who believes walks in a room, it's completely different. It's not because she's perfect. It's not because she's smarter than everybody. It's not because she has more together. It's not because she had better parents. It's not because she has a better lineage. It's not because of any of those things. It's because of Jesus. Jesus isn't her makeup. He's the one she's in love with. When a woman is in love, you can see it. Oh my gosh. When me and my husband started dating, my whole family knew I was in love. They could tell. It was a whole different situation happening. Y'all, if I got into some issues and I had to go to jail and I was able to contact my husband, and he said that he was going to come, I would be so confident sitting in that cell. I know my husband would find every way possible to get that money to be able to bail me out of jail. He would clean out whatever account he needed to. He would call whoever he needed to. He would borrow from whoever he needed to make sure that I got out of jail. I don't need him to tell me that to know that he would, because of our relationship. So I would sit in that cell with great hope, and that hope would produce a confidence. I would be thinking, and it's only a matter of time before I am released, because my husband's coming to get me. Y'all, it's only a matter of time, because your God is going to to show up for you? How am I supposed to do adulthood with confidence? How do I not get irritated? How do I not hate my job? How do I not hate responsibility? How do I not freak out when my tire goes low and I don't have the money to fix it, or I don't have... Your security is rooted in the one who not only loved you first, but loved you best. The one that will never leave you or forsake you. The one whose good thoughts towards you outnumber the sand. The one who loves you. You do life differently when your confidence is in him and when he is the source of your safety. So yes, you are now finally safe, but it becomes more real the more you choose to believe it. Even if everything, listen, and I'm keeping it real, even if everything falls apart tomorrow, that safety is not in jeopardy. Because Christ is not in jeopardy. The Bible tells us that we are co-heirs. We are now one in him. So the day that Jesus has to worry about something is the day that you have to worry about something. The day that Christ is confused about what to do next is the day you're confused about what to do next. So I want to leave you with this. See in my notes. The Bible says in Psalms 91, whoever dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. Surely he will save you from the fowler snare and from the deadly pestilence. He will cover you with his feathers, and under his wings you will find refuge. His faithfulness will be your shield and rampart. You will not fear the terror of the night, nor the arrow that flies by day, nor the pestilence that stalks in the darkness, nor the plague that destroys at midday. 1,000 may fall at your side and 10,000 at your right hand, but it will not come near you. So I just want to leave that with you. Please listen to this, meditate on it, all the things, and let God really speak. All right, family, we have some goodies. First goodie that I want to present to you is join the sisterhood. Family, as of this week, we launched our free, yes, you heard me right, free, our free Facebook group called the Daughter Sisterhood. It is a community of Christian women from all over. And we already have a lot of ladies who are in there already, but it is a community of Christian women from all over who are going after inner healing, who are going after growth, who are going after purpose, who are going after taking back their lives. They're all going after the same things that you are. And we want you to be a part of it. We plan to do some live interviews in there. We plan to do some heart chats in there, some impromptu lives in there, some devotionals, some discussions, and just whatever the Holy Spirit, you know, drops in my spirit, you know, to do. It's going to be a hub for all of those things, and it's exclusive just for the sisterhood. And so I want you to be a part of it. It's absolutely free. Okay. Head to our Facebook page at Daughter HSV. There you will find the link. Click the link. It's going to ask you three membership questions. Please answer those questions to get in, or the Facebook will deny your request or remove you from the group. And I don't want that to happen. So please answer those questions. They're very simple, very easy, only three, and it will let you right on in to the community. Also, I do live Bible studies every week. Yes. Every Thursday at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, only on our public figure page, Daughter HSV. Please check those out. We are venturing through the book of Ephesians, and we are growing stronger in our identity every single day. Okay. I have author of two books. The first book is called Feel So Good to Be Loved, 21 Days of Discovering the Authentic Love of God. And my second book is Significant, Slaying the Demon of Low Self-Esteem and Stepping Back into Your Day One Significance. Both incredible books and incredible page turners. And last but not least, we have our first wellness product, and our line is called Pampered Beauty. And yes, this product is a eucalyptus and grapefruit hair and scalp oil. The Lord gave me a dream about 2 years ago, giving me the formulation for this dream. formulation for this oil. And so I was using it just for my family, my husband and my kids. And then the Lord led me to release it to the all of you. And so I want you guys to be able to have some. We have a few bottles left. And I mean a few. But please, you can grab hold of it. And once they run out, we're going to go ahead and just restock. And so it'll always be available. The link is in our Instagram link tree at DaughterHSV. As well as family, book with us. Okay. Like I said, I'm a certified life coach and Christian counselor, and I take one-on-one sessions, and I also do virtual. So it does not matter if you do not live in the same state as I do. You don't have in-house sessions are available for those who live in Huntsville and our physical location, but also you can book with me virtually as well. It doesn't matter what state you live in. And if you want to just see if this is a good fit, you want to just see what your money is looking like, you want to see what services you should get, you just have further questions, you can book a free consultation with me. All you have to do is email me at samantha.grimescc@gmail.com, or you can DM me on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, all DaughterHSV. All right, family, I love you guys so much. I'll talk to you soon. See you next episode.